the real Jesus Christ. The glorious Lord Jesus Christ. Through the glorious Holy Spirit. One focus in this message. Him. The one true God.
Bonjour.
I hope you hear the wind through the trees right now. It's a windy day in northeastern France. The Holy Spirit came as a mighty rushing wind. His voice was like the sound of many waters, like the sound of thunder, Jesus' countenance shines like the sun. When we see Him with our spirit person as He really is, we will only want Him. Automatically. Naturally. Just, He's the only one we will want when we see Him as He really is. Everything will make sense. Everything will click. Everything will flow. Until then, we're just doing it on our own. And it doesn't work. We have to get through those phases, those stages. Those phases, those stages, they're like the test. We must prove ourselves worthy. We must pass the tests, which are divine, glorious tests. They're wonderful. They're not like tests on the earth. This is about a relationship with the Almighty. That even when someone just receives Him as Lord and Savior, they're in. He's so giving and merciful and loving and good and great and wonderful that that's all we have to do and we're in. For eternity. But then it's all about just a relationship. Do we pass the tests? Do we prove ourselves worthy? These are actually hard things to face as humans. We sometimes don't want to face reality. I don't. It's harsh. It's harsh. You know, there's two sides of our life on the earth. There's the wonderful side, the good side, and there's the evil, the cruel side. We don't want to hear about the cruel side. We don't want to, but we need balance. We learn that in our walk with Him. This whole subject of our part in our relationship with Him, how, what we do, how the part that depends on us, that's what we may not want to hear. You know, we want to hear that, oh, it's all God, He's sovereign, He does everything. If we do, you know, it's just, but there's a part that we play. There's the mystery. This is a mystery. Jesus said, to you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. That He would have a relationship with us. That's the first one, maybe. The first one is salvation. That God would come to earth as a man and die for us. And there's probably, there may be infinite number of mysteries. Infinite. They're so vast, they're unsearchable. The unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. And let me go back to the beginning of this simple message. If we just see Him as He really is, that's the answer. That's everything. We have found everything. Eternity. Eternal life. Eternity. And the infinite, eternal, unsearchable riches. The unsearchable relationship that He offers. So how do we see Him and know Him? Like in this way, it's by continuing through the phases of knowing Him. Right now, if you know Jesus Christ, glory to God. Amen. You're right, and you're sincerely walking with Him. You're in His perfect will. Just keep on going. Daily. And these wonderful, glorious things and revelations will happen, will continue, just unspeakable. If you don't know Jesus Christ, receive Him as your Lord and Savior. It's the most important decision a human being can ever make. Or even think about it. It's our eternity. Do we receive the one true God or do we not? Do we live for Him or not? Do we humble ourselves before Him or do we not? The most important decision and subject in a person's life. And yet, most humans go through their whole 70, 80 years and they don't focus on it. They don't truly, just them seeking God. Nothing about religion, nothing about their past, how they've been raised, what they grew up in. Did they grow up a Hindu or a Muslim or a Buddhist? Or did they grow up a Christian? None of that matters really at all. It's one person and their relationship or lack of a relationship with the Almighty. back to the main point of this short message, the real Jesus Christ. The real Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, the one true God. He's the image of the Father. He's God. He's the Son of God and He's God. He's God. God came down to earth as a man, justified Himself to the world. And it's so ironic, isn't it, that the world and most people, 70% of people, 80%, 90%, we don't know, they don't see it this way. They somehow think that this walk with Jesus Christ is religion. They think it's, they have every kind of negative view and perspective of it. And Jesus said some deep words. He said, when He began His ministry, they asked Him, "Why do you speak in parables?" He said, "To you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to those on the outside it's been given in parables." It's given in parables, that seeing they may see but not perceive, hearing they may hear but not understand. And thus in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled. Seeing you will see and not perceive. Hearing you will hear and not understand. Lest they turn with their hearts. Lest they hear. Lest they see and they turn with their hearts and I heal them. This is a mystery. This is beyond us. It's all beyond us. It's all a mystery. And so what are we to do when we're confronted with these, all these mysteries and these, you know, someone once told me, "Oh, well, God's invisible." You know, how do we, so how do we deal with all this? All this. It's about a relationship. We must seek Him till we find Him. It's up to us. It's our response. What's our response? How do we respond every day? How do we, to the big issues and to every day, how do we deal with things? He's watching us to see how we deal with all the things that we encounter. He knows everything about us. He knows everything. The hairs upon our head are numbered. He's inscribed us on the palms of His hands. More mysteries. I just mentioned more mysteries, more glory to God. We should just humble ourselves before Him, seek Him, and if we pass the tests, if we prove ourselves worthy, He'll reveal Himself in these glorious ways. The harsh reality is that it's up to us. I don't like presenting harsh realities. I hope you hear that. The wind's probably blowing 30, 40 miles an hour. We're in Europe, so I should say kilometers. I don't like the harsh realities, but it's up to us how we respond. It's You may say, "Well, where is this in the Gospels?" It's all throughout the whole Bible. It's Jesus said, if anyone wants to save his life, he'll lose it. If anyone loses his life for my sake in the Gospel, he'll find it. If. It depends on us. What are we going to do? Jesus said, if anyone comes after me, let him forget himself. Forget himself, take up his cross, follow me. In the same way, anyone who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. So it's all, these are all conditional. These are all things he's saying, look, here's the truth, the reality. Bonjour. This is the truth. This is the reality. It's conditional. He's presenting it right there. If any person wants to save his life, he'll lose it. If anyone loves his life, he'll lose it. But if anyone loses his life, if anyone hates his life, he'll find it. The real Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening.